I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Preemptive or not, Israel has entered into the fray surrounding Syria. The January 30th airstrike and a third installation of the Iron Dome was proof of that and raised concerns about war. However, Sat7 CEO Terry Ascott says no matter who wins,
it's not going to be good news for most Syrians and certainly for minorities such as the Kurds, all the Alawites, all the Christians.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the region.
We're more aimed at the plight and loss of hope for individuals, praying for these individuals, and trying to put a Christian perspective on the whole situation.
Next, 19 Christian kids recently escaped a jihadist fate in Bangladesh. According to International Christian Concern, college students rescued the kids at a bus stop and captured the trafficker. The trafficker told parents their kids were going to Christian boarding schools, but in reality, the trafficker had planned to sell these kids to Islamic schools that train children for terrorism. Pray freedom for the hundreds of kids who still need to be rescued from these Islamic centers. And imagine never knowing if or when the government's going to crack down on your church. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association says this is the everyday life for Christians in Belarus.
In terms of religious freedom, though, it really has proven to be a mixed bag through the years. The government does indeed keep very tight controls, especially over evangelical Christianity. But it seems like if you watch it over time, you had periods that ebb and flow.
Pray that leaders will allow true religious freedom to proclaim the gospel openly. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire the kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.